The religious discrimination bill has stirred up a mass of concerns for the protection and safety of the LGBTQIA+ school students in religious schools, especially for young trans people. And while we wait for this bill to go to the Senate, we want to ask what the effect of these conversations and health implications from the public debate will have on transgender communities. To talk about this, we have Kristen Davies, a research fellow in child and adolescent health from the University of Sydney, joining us. Good morning, Kristen.
Good morning, Willie. Great to be on the program.
Yeah, thank you so much for joining us. Now, transgender youth are one of our society's most vulnerable groups, and especially when we look at the experience of mental health issues compared to other youth groups. Why is this so?
Well, Willie, it's primarily stigma, discrimination and transphobia, and stigma is the co-occurrence of labelling, stereotyping, separation, status loss and discrimination in a context in which power is exercised. And we know that that, together with discrimination, which occurs when a person's excluded from the benefits generally available to other members of a society because of a perceived difference or a stigmatised identity, can lead to minority stress for these young people.
I know. I mean, I just think, oh, you couldn't pay me enough to go back to my teenage years, let alone having to navigate that kind of situation and challenge in your life. Are there any major health outcomes which can come through even having this as a public debate on a federal level?
Yes, definitely. So we know that young people who are trans, as a result of stigma and discrimination and transphobia, are already suffering from some mental ill health in compared to their cisgender peers. So, for example, one study found that 90% of trans young people experienced very high psychological distress in the previous 4 weeks. 54% had self-harmed, 71% had reported suicidal ideation, 14% had attempted suicide in the preceding 12 months, and 38% had reported having attempted suicide at some point in their life. So obviously, when we participate in such debates where we are talking about the rights and the existence of trans children, we need to be thinking about how these young people are being represented in the media.
What's the importance of having a child's gender identity confirmed in a school setting?
Well, it's really important that a young person's chosen name and pronouns are affirmed in the school setting. So research has shown that when trans young people are supported and their gender is affirmed, they have similar mental health outcomes to their cisgender peers. So safe and supportive schools are incredibly important and a protective factor for young people, and this includes school safety and connectedness. And this really buffers against depression, self-harm and suicide attempts.
If schools are looking to learn more in this area or improve in this area, is there somewhere they can go to get that information or get that kind of support or guidance?
There are fantastic NGOs working in this space across Australia, such as, for example, I'm in New South Wales, so 2010, incorporating GLCS New South Wales. ACON has a fantastic resource called Trans Hub, and it really explains pronouns and other protective factors. So I highly recommend that schools link up with their NGO sector, as many of them are doing, and many schools are doing fantastic work. But obviously this is a critical area, and we really need to support the mental health of all young people.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh my goodness, Kristen Davies, thank you so much for joining us this morning. Really appreciate your time.
My pleasure.